Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 9th of October, Believing in Hope. By believing God's word, Abraham became a prophet. This is because he believed in hope, for the word of the hope declared something that was yet to come. The hope was that Abraham and his descendants would be made in the image and likeness of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This hope was realized when Jesus, Abraham's son after the flesh, rose from the dead. Through anastasis, Jesus Christ was manifest as the first man made in the image and likeness of God. Faith received in the word of the hope became the substance of Abraham's life. This was ex-anastasis life, which was exemplified when Abraham and Sarah, their bodies being as good as dead, were strengthened to conceive Isaac. Noting this implication of resurrection life, Paul wrote, "And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised he was also able to perform." Ex-anastasis is resurrection life that is by faith drawn out from the anastasis or finished work of Christ. It is drawn back from this finished work as substance that lifts a believer above the limits of their mortality while they still live in a mortal body. It speaks into existence those things which do not exist. This is what Abraham believed as he received the word of the hope and obtained the power of resurrection life from El Shaddai. Significantly, the prophetic word, drawing from the hope of the anastasis, does more than foretell history. It directs history. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 4, verse 18, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20, Romans chapter 10, verse 17, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 11 and 12, Romans chapter 4, verses 19 to 21, Romans chapter 4, verse 17, and Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 to 8. For further study, Romans chapter 4.